Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Catechism 2021. It's the 44th Lord's Day. Today is the ninth commandment. I'll pray. We'll get right into it. Father, we thank you. Again, thank you for revealing your will to us. Thank you for revealing yourself to us so that we would know who you are, so that we would know how to live and what would please you, so that we would have hope for this life and for the future. Father, thank you most of all for revealing your grace and your love in Jesus. All that he's done for us is life, death, resurrection, ascension, and giving us his Spirit, giving us the Word, establishing the church, and bringing us into the kingdom. We're so thankful we could go on and on and on. But we praise you this morning and ask that you would be with us as we come to think about this commandment this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Lord's Day 44, question 129. What is the ninth commandment? Exodus 20:16. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Sort of a formal setting, at least the imagery or the context there. Think of yourself in a courtroom or in some kind of official setting where you would be called as a witness about something that happened or might have happened with a neighbor, and you have a decision. Are you going to bear true witness and speak the truth of what you saw or what you heard? Or will you bear false witness against your neighbor, right, for one reason or another, maybe to protect yourself, maybe to protect someone else that you like more than this other guy, or maybe just because you just don't like your neighbor and you have something against him, maybe to get vengeance or to prove a point. You'll bear false witness against your neighbor, right? And that is an act of hatred. It is not an act of love. It is lying. It is against the will of God. It is against God's character. God is a God of truth. He will tell us the truth even when it hurts. A good friend will model that, will tell you the truth even when it hurts. And we'll delight in the truth. We'll love the truth. We'll seek the truth. The truth needs to be known, right? The truth needs to get out. So what kind of person will you be? Will you be the kind of person who helps the truth be known? Will you bear true witness for your neighbor? Or will you bear false witness against your neighbor? This is the ninth commandment. Really big deal. Question 130, what is God's will for us or for you in the ninth commandment? God's will is that I never give false testimony against anyone, twist no one's words. We have a way of doing that, don't we? We don't completely erase the words they said, but we twist those words to suit our purpose. Not gossip or slander, nor join in condemning anyone without a hearing or without a just cause. Rather, in court and everywhere else, I should avoid lying and deceit of every kind, right? Explicit, implicit, the ones that are blatant and obvious, but also the ones that are subtle. You know, we can be diabolical liars, but we know how to do it in such a way that people don't think that about us. Are we very smooth? These are devices the devil himself uses, and they would call down on me God's intense anger. And you know that's true, because if you were accused of something you didn't do, and you find yourself in court, and people who you know they know the truth, they get up on the stand, they start bearing false witness against you, you can do nothing about it. If you try to respond right there in court, judge tells you, you need to be quiet, right, until it's your turn up on the stand. You can do nothing. They're bearing false witness against you, and people did this against Christ. They bore false witness against Christ in order to get him executed, make themselves feel justified in doing so. But you know that false witness borne against you stirs you up in anger and a righteous indignation for the truth about you to be made known. And it really hurts when you cannot do anything about it. So we know that lying and bearing false witness against each other does deserve and warrant intense anger. And that's why this paragraph ends here. We call down on me God's intense anger. I should love the truth, speak it candidly, and openly acknowledge it, and I should do what I can to guard and advance my neighbor's good name, which is a form of loving our neighbor. Commit to heart, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Exodus 20:16. Don't be a liar. be a speaker of truth, a lover of truth, delight in truth, seek the truth, encourage the truth. It makes me mindful of our purpose in the world, the church's purpose in our community, to speak the truth in a world of lies, in a culture of lies and division. We speak the truth with boldness, with clarity, with conviction, the truth of God's character, the truth of God's word and his commandments, and the truth of God's gospel, his free salvation through Jesus Christ, based on what Christ has done. I mean, you can go on and on and on with the different aspects of our message. That's the center of it right there, the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are speakers of truth in our communities, in the world, and with each other in the church. We speak the truth in love, but we must speak the truth. Father, we thank you again. Thank you for your word, and thank you for your Holy Spirit. Apart from the Holy Spirit, all of this is fake, but we believe in the Holy Spirit. We believe in the truth of your word. We believe in the purpose that you've called us, this gospel purpose, this kingdom purpose that you've given us. Help us in our time of need, we pray. In Jesus, amen. Well, thanks again for joining me. I'll see you either tomorrow or Tuesday for Confession of Faith, week 44, and I'll see you next Sunday on the 45th Lord's Day. God bless you. See you soon.